What is up, you guys, and welcome to the Chosen League podcast, where fire sports content is the name of the game. I'm your host, Devin, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you guys about the Cowboys and the 49ers. The game is over. The Cowboys season is officially over. They fall short to the 49ers 19-12, and I'm just going to break down to you guys basically the highs and the lows and just what could have happened if this game was different and the Cowboys had the advantage. So we're just going to look at the individual stats to start off. First off, we got Dak Prescott with 23 completions with 37 attempts, 206 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Next, you have Ezekiel Elliott with 10 carries and only 26 yards. Then you got Tony Pollard, 4 carries, 22 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 10 receptions, 117 yards. Then we move on to the 49ers. We have Brock Purdy with 19 completions with 29 attempts, 214 yards. Christian McCaffrey, 10 carries, 35 yards. George Kittle, 5 receptions, 95 yards. And Deebo Samuels, 4 receptions and 45 yards. So these are the guys who, the players on this roster, on each roster, each team who had the biggest highlight, biggest performance. Not that many yards. You know, they wasn't really doing too much. It was pretty much a low-scoring game. But let's move on to the Cowboys' highs and lows, and we're going to start with the highs. Number one, the Cowboys' defense sacked quarterback Brock Purdy twice. And the first one was basically the first sack on Brock Purdy, which was the first play of the game, is what I believe that set the tone for the Cowboys moving forward. Then the second high we have with the Cowboys, the defense played good in the red zone, which gave the 49ers no choice but to kick a field goal. Dak Prescott himself also had an amazing run, which brought the Cowboys to the line, the 5-yard line, in the second quarter. Then also you have Dak Prescott with the touchdown pass caught by Dalton Schultz. That was their first touchdown. Then at number five, you have Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott really did well when it came to third down situations. After multiple attempts, he did what he needed to do to give the Dallas Cowboys the first down. And then now we move on from their highs to their lows. Dak Prescott throwing 2 interceptions in the first half, a blocked field goal when the Cowboys got the first touchdown. Dak Prescott throwing a short pass to Dalton Schultz. They did have bad run block protection for Ezekiel Elliott, because as you can see in the first half, Ezekiel Elliott, once the ball was handed off to him, he ended up getting tripped over his teammates. And then there goes the 49ers defense coming to tackle him. So Ezekiel Elliott wasn't an X factor. He wasn't the guy that was like, he wasn't that young, that Zeke that we know. He hasn't been really moving the chains. And another low about the Dallas Cowboys is not many receivers on the team besides CeeDee Lamb were able to get opportunities to make plays, or there wasn't plays created for these receivers to get the Cowboys to have the advantage to win. Receivers like T.Y. Hilton, Michael Gallup, who really didn't even have a stat line. Dalton Schultz, you know, with one touchdown, but still, Kevontae Turpin, you know, like, you gotta go to your other receivers other than CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, and Michael Gallup. You gotta get Michael Gallup and all these other receivers in play. You gotta get them out there. Another low is when Trayvon Diggs dropped that pass. He dropped it. He potentially had an interception. It was about to be an interception. 49ers in the red zone. Brock Purdy throws a pass which could have been an interception, but the ball was dropped by Trayvon Diggs. And that's what happens. That's what happens when, you know, you're so busy trying to make a play, or you're focused on trying to run with the ball and you just end up dropping the ball, or you know you're about to execute that play, but it just doesn't fall in your favor. So now we're moving on from the highs and lows of the Dallas Cowboys. We're moving on to the highs and the lows of the 49ers. So we're starting with the highs of the 49ers. The 49ers attempted a 47-yard field goal, which was good. Brock Purdy with a deep pass down the field to George Kittle in the first half. That was an amazing play from Brock Purdy to George Kittle. A 50-yard field goal attempt by the 49ers, which was good. Brock Purdy also with another deep pass down the field to Jennings, which was a complete pass. Two interceptions in the first half by the 49ers. A big play by Deebo to gain some yards for the 49ers. Basically, Ray, if I'm pronouncing his name right, Ray McLeod III puts the 49ers in good field position off of a kick return. And then we move to the lows by the 49ers. Not too many lows. One, Brock Purdy got sacked in the first play of the game. He was sacked twice. Poor pass protection by the 49ers offensive line. There were times where Brock Purdy got sacked or Brock Purdy had to throw the ball away. He had to run out of the pocket. But looking at the Dallas Cowboys, this was a team who was meant to go deeper into the playoffs. It's to me, it's like the same pattern as if they had before. One year they'll get good. They'll be good for a season. They'll go to the first round, get knocked out. Next year they come back, go to the second round, get knocked out. I don't know what it is with the Dallas Cowboys. They have to go back to the drawing board. You know, Dak Prescott throwing those two interceptions, I just feel like he wasn't in the groove. He was, you know, the pass protection, you know, getting other receivers involved other than CeeDee Lamb. You know, Michael Gallup could have been a X factor in the game. Michael Gallup could have made some more plays, could have got some more reps out there. T.Y. Hilton could have got some more reps out there. You know, this Cowboys team has a roster. They have a receiving core, but we can't keep. We understand that CeeDee Lamb is number one receiver. He's number one, but you gotta get these other. You gotta create other threats. You gotta make everybody else better, and that's something I feel like they should have done. They should have run the ball a little bit more with Tony Pollard, because their run game is very effective. They're very dangerous when it comes to their run game. Zeke, on the other hand, it just wasn't his night. But for next season, they have to be better. Like, get Kevontae Turpin more involved. The Cowboys just have to do better. I mean, there was a lot of good in the game, but there was also bad. They gotta get to that point where they gotta get over that wall. They gotta go through that wall or get through that hurdle of, you know, going to the playoffs and getting knocked out. We gotta get back to the Super Bowl. We gotta get there. That is all for today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to stay notified, share, and leave a review. I'm Devin, and I'm signing off.